I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Ray Long.
Sometimes life's most meaningful pursuits, and perhaps artistic pursuits especially, have a way of leading us down long and winding, circuitous paths, only to ultimately lead right back to where we began, which might have been the obvious destination all along. For Flea, iconic bassist and founding member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, this sentiment rings true. On a recent episode of Jazz Night in America, Flea talks all about his solo debut record, Onera, an ambitious return to his surprising first musical love, jazz. And unexpectedly, the album finds him not primarily playing bass, but rather his very first instrument, the trumpet.
You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a jazz trumpet player. I wanted to be Dizzy Gillespie when I grew up. I got in high school, my friend had a rock band, and he was, you know, our bass player is just not with it. He's not serious. Like, we really want to do this. Why don't you learn to play bass? And I didn't really know anything about rock music. Being a kid who was, you know, coming from a broken home and stuff, always kind of looking for a feeling of community. I remember being really touched by that, like, come and be a part of us. A couple of years after that, started the Chili Peppers, and, you know, it took over my life for 45 years and continues to be such a huge part of my life, but always kept that alive, wanting to play jazz trumpet. When I was 6 or 7 years old, my parents split up and my mom remarried with this jazz musician, Walter Urban Jr. He was a bass player. So we went from living with my dad, who was like a government man, to a jazz musician, and he had all his buddies come over. This is the 60s in New York, the bebop scene. And the first thing that I saw them play was Cherokee at a blistering tempo. I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about it. I fell on the floor. I was rolling around, like just seeing colors and abstract shapes. These guys are blowing a million miles an hour. I'm looking up, and the drummer is just, you know. And I just couldn't believe it. Like, it was so magical. That opened up the world of jazz to me.
The seed of a lifelong fascination and passion had been planted. Flea explains how jazz became his guiding light and a dependable avenue of positivity, even through the many challenges of a tumultuous upbringing.
First record I got was Louis Armstrong. You know, I had like 3 records, and it was Clifford Brown. I had Satch Plays Fats. But one of the very next records I got was Kind of Blue. I would just sit in the room and listen to it, and I really started understanding like the seriousness of the moment and the fragility of the moment. And you have to really love your fellow musicians and wanting to honor like the best part of yourself and to honor the best part of them to play together in this real sacred space. I was never a good practicer or studier as a kid. Like, I was kind of feral. I was in the street from a pretty young age, kind of unwatched and getting up to trouble and stuff. But even when I was, you know, at my worst, music in general was always something that was there for me as a guiding light.
Decades later, and deep into a vibrant career that most artists would dream of, that childhood wonder resurfaced.
After not playing trumpet for many, many years, a record that really struck me was Kamasi Washington's record, The Epic. When that record came out, I was so excited, like having that feeling like when I was a little kid, and I'd be like, I'm going to get my trumpet playing together. And I'd play it a little bit, start to kind of get a tone and some chops. May I get frustrated? I guess like 3 years ago, I was just like, I'm going to practice every day for 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, I'm going to go make a record as good as I am. And so that's what I did.
Onera is available now. Special thanks to Sarah Gilletti, Christian McBride, and Jazz Night in America for sharing this interview with us, which you can hear in full at WBGO.org. I'm Ray Long, WBGO News.